You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you men really have to suffer, don't you? I mean, you really need to put up with a lot. Well, I guess the next thing you need to get ready to wear is frozen fertility underwear. If you want to conceive a baby, I guess an American has patented cooling pants, better known as snowball pants, to cool down your testicles. Now, we all know that sperm seems to be happy at cooler temperatures. Remember we talked about a couple days ago where you will have healthier, more vibrant sperm in the winter and spring? Well, some of you live in Las Vegas, Nevada, like I do, or Scottsdale, Arizona, or San Diego, and you really can't get the jewels cooled down. So I guess somebody came up with freezing panties. I mean, men don't wear panties. I don't know if they're briefs. I guess they're just calling them underpants. Now, apparently, the American Josh Shoemake is his name. But no, he didn't decide to make shoes. He made underwear. His company is based in Morocco. And he has invented a pair of men's underpants. No, don't go and kick his butt. Come on, give the guy a break. He's trying to make a buck. Come on. He's invented a pair of men's underpants that keeps things downstairs a little chilly in order to maximize the chance of conceiving. He calls them snowballs pants. And they have a special integrated pocket that cools a man's, my guess, is testicles. He's 38 years old. He is a full-time writer and headmaster of the American School of Tangier. He's done that for 5 years, has spent a lot of his own money, and I guess, he spent a lot of money and heartache going through fertility issues with his wife. He's from Virginia. He came up with the idea of snowballs after a friend of his was told by a doctor to cool his genitals in order to help him conceive a baby. Now, I know some of you are like, why should I spend the money on, some underwear? Why don't I just stick them in the freezer? You can't just stick it in the freezer. First of all, you'll pretty much have to crawl into the freezer. I know many of you guys think that you have a few feet to work with. You don't. So you practically have to crawl into the freezer. Second, we really worry about frostbite. It's very difficult for me as a doctor to treat a frostbite genitalia. It's very difficult, okay? Because most people want me to save it. They don't want it to be amputated. So my recommendation to you all is don't frostbite anything. So, I mean, if they come up with this underwear, I think, let me see how much they cost. I know some of you are really ready to buy these things. They actually are white, but they're not tidy whities. No, they actually look like boxer briefs. They're kind of sexy looking, I guess. The only problem is they're white. I really dig the, I have my husband wear the, no, it's not too much information. I could talk about his underwear. I made him change from tidy whities to the, boxer briefs that are either, the Ralph Lauren colors, even though we usually buy the Target cheap brand, the dark blue, the dark green, the dark red, the black. I think those are sexy. So he changed for me. Luckily though, I am so cool that he didn't have to cool down the testicles. Okay. So we were able to conceive. But, the white underwear, see, to me, white underwear isn't the best choice for men because of the skid marks. Okay. We don't like to see skid marks as women. So we usually like, you men didn't know that. See why you got to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show? Don't wear white underwear. We were at a friend's house and he let us take a tour. And, he's married with kids and I guess his underwear was on the ground. I guess he had changed his pants and his underwear. And you know how it just sits there? And so the underwear was sitting there, crotch and up, and was with the huge skin mark. And I'm like, dude, you're giving us a tour of your house for crying out loud. Really? Can you at least wear some darker? I mean, first, put the damn clothes in the washer. But if not, and you're going to give us a tour, some dark underwear for crying out loud. Well, you didn't care. You know, but then we had to go eat. But for those of you that wear the white underwear, you may notice it may be easier. Okay, but unfortunately, if you need to cool down the testicles, you got to wear this white underwear. He said it was my friend and his wife who really provided a breakthrough. It had been a painful year. There had been a silent miscarriage after 2 years of trying, and the best doctor that money could buy had said that their chances were now zero. Well, is he giving his friend the cut? No. So anyway, they ignored his advice, saw another doctor, and then another, until one gynecologist took the time to sit down with them and listen carefully. Almost immediately, he had a new plan. First, my friend should begin... Oh, okay, you know what? He gets a little... okay, so anyway, they talked about varicoceles, which is kind of an enlarged vein. Then they talked about icing the scrotum. Anyway, I guess the varicoceles, some of you guys are varicoceles. Have we talked about your testicles enough on the show? No, we haven't. Okay, let's really dig deep into the whole testicle issue. Some of you guys could have something called a varicocele. Now, a varicocele is like a dilated vein. Kind of looks like a, no, we need to talk about this. Come on. All right, well, no, don't examine yourselves on commercial. But a varicocele, sometimes you don't see it. You feel it. It's kind of like a, well, it's like a varicosity sometimes. You know when we get those veins in our legs that are kind of poofing out? Okay, well, some of you have that. Now, if you have a varicocele in the testicle and you're trying to conceive, varicoceles carry venous blood. Venous blood is warm. So sometimes the urologist will remove the varicocele, and now your testicles could stay a little cooler, okay, because heat could hurt sperm. Now, some of you would say, well, wait a second, if I live in Maine or if I live in the northeastern United States, I should be more fertile. It all depends. If you're wearing very tight Speedo-type underwear, you're bringing those testicles too close to your body and you're heating them too much. So sometimes you need to be out there dangling. The only thing is as an ER doc, I hated it when somebody came in with testicular torsion because they didn't like me having to fix it. If you would fix it, you basically retwist the testicle back to where it needs to be. But then I would tell them you got to wear underwear that keeps it tight. So for those of you trying to fertilize, yeah, they need to be down and cool. Oh, I guess the underwear is about $65 to $80. Okay, let's please change the subject for the love of the Lord. 1-877-DOCSELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. Sorry, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio, Talk Superstation, Premier Networks, and everybody else involved. All my affiliates out there for getting the show out there. Thank you guys so much. But thank you all listeners for listening. If you weren't listening, we wouldn't have a show. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is an interesting study. They say the average smoker makes 4 failed attempts to give up the habit before they finally do so. So does that mean whenever you quit smoking, you usually will fail 4 times and the 5th does it? I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What got you to quit smoking? How did you do it? Did it really take 4 or 5 times? Apparently, they say the average smoker has made 4 failed attempts to quit, and nearly a quarter have lost count on the number of times they've tried to give up. Now, we do know that at least a 1/5 of you just can't do it. You just can't do it. Now, this one particular study came out of Great Britain. And the British Heart Foundation found that 82% of smokers have unsuccessfully tried to quit at one point. They looked at 2,000 smokers. They questioned them. And interesting, because a little bit more than 10% actually said they are desperate to beat the addiction. The research also found 40% of smokers have made between 4 and 21 attempts to quit. I could see that. I could see guys trying to quit, but were they real attempts? Now, you know, mind you, I'm very empathetic to my smokers, which is why I think it's ridiculous that we're taxing you guys more than anybody else. I think it's just another way of discrimination, okay? You know, we're not supposed to discriminate on race or creed, but there's so much discrimination out there still. If you smoke, you're starting to see a discrimination against obesity. You see a discrimination, you know, even in you know, businesses with looks. There's still discrimination out there. So seeing one demographic, your smokers, getting taxed more than other people, to me is unfair. Okay? True, we don't like your smoking. True, I don't want secondhand smoke or thirdhand smoke. I don't want to get cancer. But that still doesn't mean you should be treated any differently tax-wise. That's my thing. Y'all have heard my thing. And the reason why is because I understand as a doctor that you have, you know, quitting smoking is difficult. And you have an addiction to nicotine or an addiction to tobacco. And you can have an addiction to both. And if that's the case, taxing the crap out of you, as we've seen, doesn't really seem to work as much. Now, one study out there said, oh, the increased price of cigarettes has helped. No, because many of you have gone to chewless tobacco. Many of you have gone to cigars. Okay? I mean, if you're addicted to something, government can yell and scream and try to control you. There's only so much you could do. I understand how difficult it is to quit smoking. Even though I'm not a smoker, so I can never truly, truly understand, I do get it. I'm not the doctor that goes, you got to quit smoking, just quit smoking. Even though sometimes when I'm in a rush, I have to tell people, okay, I know you smoke. I'm supposed to yell at you. Well, I don't have time to yell at you today, but no, you know, it's going to come up. But I don't really yell at my patients. I understand. And maybe one of the reasons why I understood is because in my training, we worked with a lot of vets. A lot of my Vietnam vets, Korean vets were smokers. We took care of a lot of World War II vets. I had a couple World War I vets, phenomenal people. I don't think we have any more World War I vets alive now. But, I mean, my World War II vets, my Vietnam vets, my Korean vets, I mean, they smoked. That's what they did. And then here I am, a little sniveling 20-some-year-old now in the late 90s going, you need to quit smoking. Who the hell am I? You guys served our country. You guys were heroes. You got addicted to nicotine at the time when you were overseas. All right, let's make your life easy for you. All right, not, you know, have a bunch of us little sniveling medical students yell at you, you know, for stopping smoking. Yeah, I understand it could be a public health risk. I do. I get that. But, you know, give our veterans a break for crying out loud. Anyway, okay, so the report calls on at least the British government to implement new laws and strip away the glamour of smoking and introduce standardized packaging. Here's the problem. We in America try to deglamorize the packaging of the cigarettes. Okay, and they found that really doesn't work. Okay, people aren't smoking. The older people, the addicted people that the population we're dealing with aren't smoking because they think they look cool. The younger people are doing it. Okay, you know, the teenagers and the adolescent, those are the people that smoke to look cool. The rest of the people that smoke, they are addicted to the nicotine. They are addicted to the tobacco. So this glamorization or de-glamorizing movement doesn't make a lot of sense. My smokers know smoking's bad for them. They know it. They're not stupid. Okay? They can't kick the addiction. Now, many people have been really giving Chantix a hard time. We've talked about Chantix. Of all the all these smoking cessation aids, I'm more appreciative of what Chantix tries to do as opposed to the others. The other things that are out there are trying to be a crutch as you stop smoking and as you stop the act of smoking, but it still keeps the nicotine addiction alive. Not on purpose, it's just that's just what they do. So your nicotine gum, your nicotine patch, it's still feeding nicotine into you, which is why I have never, ever, ever had a successful smoker quit. Somebody successfully quit smoking who used a nicotine patch and gum. the companies, their heart's in the right places. I mean, you know, trying to, somebody taking a nicotine patch will hopefully not smoke and, you know, get the tobacco out there into the atmosphere. So I get it, but the stuff just doesn't work. Chantix is the only thing that I see, maybe with the exception of Zyban, that antidepressant where they found accidentally, you know, stopped some cravings. But Chantix is the only thing trying to get you off the addiction. The problem is with that could come some real weird side effects. Crazy dreams, suicidal ideation has been reported. And the reason why is it acts as a nicotine decoy. As you quit smoking, you come up with a quit date. A few days before that quit date, about a week, you load up on the Chantix. You take that medication. You bring it into your system so that the receptors are kind of fooled by this fake nicotine type of thing. That's how I look at Chantix. So some of you still smoke while on it. So then the body's like, wait a second, if this is real nicotine, then what the hell is this? You know, now the decoy's cover is blown, and it doesn't seem to work well. But at least pharmaceutical companies are slowly moving in the right direction, trying to nail the nicotine addiction. And remember, nicotine is carcinogenic itself. You don't get lung cancer just because of the tobacco. You could get lung cancer because of nicotine. Why? And we've talked about this. Nicotine can paralyze the cilia. Cilia is the little brush border that spews things out so it doesn't go deeper into your respiratory tree. Which is why, again, I don't want you guys living on nicotine patches because nicotine hurts the cilia. You see? So, yeah, you got to watch that cilia. So this is interesting. Here's some tips to help you stop smoking by Dr. Randy Gilchrist from Doctor of Psychology. He has a specialty in hypnosis. I dig the hypnosis thing. I dig the acupuncture thing. Again, it's not giving you nicotine. Why not? Give it a try. I think that stuff is cool. But first, they say you got to exercise regularly. Exercising does get rid of cravings for food, cravings for chocolate, and the cravings. Plus, many of us smoke because we get bored. Many of us smoke because we really don't know what to do with ourselves. We're a little ADD. Many of us smoke to keep our weight down. Well, again, exercise can substitute for that. He also recommends certain changes in your diet. Now, foods that have been shown to help lessen cravings, not to mention increase your health, is like some fruit. You know, you crave a cigarette, throw an apple in your mouth. I mean, you know, take a bite of the apple. Vegetables like carrots and celery sticks. You start to crave the cigarette, start chewing on some celery or a carrot. Buttered popcorn. Not too fattening if it's unbuttered. Throw some popcorn in your mouth. Lean meats, fish. Throw a water, again, throw the whole water bottle, but you know what I mean. Drink some water, tomato juice, tea, that should help. Honestly, tomato juice does help the cravings. You got to take a swish of that stuff, even if you don't like it. They recommend to eat moderate portions spread throughout the day, 3 or more meals for best digestion. Again, I've told you that. Chew very slow, okay? Don't eat when you're bored. Many of you will say, but I'm going to gain weight because I'm going to eat instead. Well, you know, then you got to keep your hands busy, okay? You could chew gum. Why don't you brush your teeth? Whenever you have a craving, why don't you brush your teeth? Why don't you floss your teeth? Why don't you whiten your teeth? Use some mouthwash. Why don't you sing a song? La, 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 TJ Maxx. Sing a jingle. I don't care. So what's the Dr. Dahlia Show theme? Doctor, doctor, give me the news. Okay, sing that, all right? Not only will it not make you want to smoke, but if your singing's bad, it may make you throw up. Keep your hands busy. Trim your fingernails. Play with the yo-yo. Learn sign language. Give somebody the middle finger salute. I don't care. But there are some things you can do. We'll talk more about it this week. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. One of you called in saying you eat pomegranate seeds. Pomegranate seeds have helped you with your cravings. Oh, my gosh. I love pomegranate seeds. I saw those a few months ago, I think, at, was it at Sam's Club? I mean, those are incredible. I don't know how caloric they are, but you're right, because they're juicy, but then you got to chew on the seeds. Here's my problem. I really don't like seeds, okay? I don't. Oh, but pumpkin seeds, some of you say sunflower seeds. You guys will use sunflower seeds. One of my trucker buddies, I'm on the truckers forum. Every now and then, I kind of read what you guys post, and I throw my 2 cents in. One of you say that you sit there eating pumpkin seeds or suck on sunflower seeds. Again, be careful with the salt. But, I mean, it works. Whatever gets you guys to quit smoking, it works. But, you see, this is exactly why we have the show. You know, I can't stand it when, you know, us doctors, we don't have the time to sit and talk to you. Now, I got 3 hours a day to sit and talk to you guys, so it's great. But maybe not so great for you guys to listen, but it's great for me because I get to sit down and talk to you. But, you know, doctors go, all right, do this. Lose weight. Get your heart checked. Get your colonoscopy. Quit smoking. We really need to be practical about it. You know, I told you guys, one of the biggest eye-openers I had that happened about a year ago was one of you had said, oh, I can quit smoking. I just don't want to. How do you think I keep my weight down? You know, and here we are. We doctors are screaming at you to quit smoking. And then we didn't realize that's what, you know, that's a trick of the trade where some of you guys are purposely smoking because anytime you get hungry, rather than going on a diet pill, rather than you reaching for a piece of celery that you don't have, you reach for a cigarette. And to a lot of people, keeping their weight down, I mean, you know, keep in mind, I practice in Las Vegas. And so for a lot of you, keeping your weight down is extremely important. That's what keeps your job. So you're smoking, in essence, to keep your job. Okay? Not to mention, I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, I don't want to give all the scoop, but, you know, I'll have, you know, dancers that, you know, dance at these clubs for y'all. And some of them are pregnant. And they need to kind of figure out a way to hide the baby bump. I mean, and, you know, because they're so worried about losing their job because these are very good paying jobs. And I can't do anything for that. And you bet your butt I make sure they quit smoking for that one. But you do have pregnant dancers. You do. And they dance until somebody realizes and looks at their baby bump. And they, you know, go as long as they can. And then they have the baby and they get their tummies back small again. I don't know how they do it so quickly. Right, maybe Beyonce style, get that weight loss. I don't know how they do it. It blows my mind. But, you know, whenever you are given directions by a doctor, if it's not very practical, if it's not given to you practically, you won't get it done. You know, one of my family members that was just recently diagnosed with heart failure, you know, the whole family is shocked. Oh, my gosh, how could that happen? You know, what the hell were the doctors doing? They're horrible doctors. You know, but I know this person, and I love her dearly. But I think when doctors did recommend some of these tests, she had declined the test. I know that's what happened with my father. Yeah, my father didn't want to get any cardiac testing done. Okay, and see, me as a doctor, I know what's involved with the testing, so it doesn't scare me. But to a person who's not in medicine, some of these tests can be pretty scary. Well, George, we're going to go up through your femoral artery or your femoral vein, or, you know, we're going to try to look at your left core, you know, anterior descending artery, and, you know, we're going to do a stress test. We're going to raise your heart rate to the point that you'll feel it, and then we're going to do a nuclear test, and you'll have to take in an isotope. That's pretty frightening for people. I don't blame you guys for frightening. I mean, imagine the colonoscopy. Well, Mary Lou, we're going to basically knock you out. You're going to have to do a bowel prep 2 days before where you're up all night pooping. You may bleed when you poop. Then you need to come in. We'll have you stripped down. You'll be knocked out. And we're going to take a tube up the colon, go up the sigmoid, the descending, the transverse, the ascending. Please sign here. There's risks of perforation, risks of death. Of course you guys aren't banging on the door and lining up to get a colonoscopy. Meanwhile, here I am, you know, the doctor. I'm in a hurry. And I'm, you know, trying to make sure, okay, don't forget to get your mammogram. Don't forget to get your DEXA scan. Don't forget to do your blood work. Go and refill this medication. Follow up before you see me, but do your blood work before you see me. Don't forget to get your colonoscopy this year. Got to go on to the next patient. Thank you. Good to see you. And please pay your copay. I mean, and then I'm surprised. I'm surprised that colon cancer still kills. I'm surprised that heart disease is still the number one killer. I'm surprised that you all are still smoking. I mean, duh. You know, we in medical school, the medical school I went to was phenomenal. And I was very lucky to go to two medical schools. I went to the University of Nevada, Reno, and then my last year I got to go to UCLA. And I still went back and graduated from Reno because I was able to live in L.A., do my last year there so I could, you know, make sure my husband, you know, stayed drunk enough to marry me, okay? You know, I didn't want him to sober up. But now he married me sober, believe it or not. Yeah, he said I do. You know, and now he's like, what did I do? But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, what I did learn in medical school, especially from the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine, you know, they taught you to you know, just stop and ask a patient, how are they doing with all this? You know, do they get it? Do they understand why? Now, as a first-year medical student, remember, you have all the time in the world. As a second year, as a third year. I mean, you know, 36-hour shifts, that gives you plenty of time to sit down and talk to the patient. All of a sudden, you're out in private practice. You're only getting paid a couple bucks from the insurance, you know, as long as your patient's paying their copay. And you'll realize very quickly, you don't have time to sit there and explain the mammogram, explain the bone density scan, explain the blood test. You know, for me, I try to be as empathetic as I can and try to spend more time, but I'm just as guilty. Okay? You just don't have the time to sit there and walk people through. That's why, thank God, we have nurses. Thank God you have ancillary staff. You know, so I'll have a person in the lab chair getting blood work, and, you know, you see them a little freaked out. And I'll actually come over there, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I don't like needles. And I'll tell them, I don't like them either. You know, I bet your cat or dog, if you went up to a cat and dog with a needle, they would probably flee. It's not in our animalistic nature to get stuck with a needle. All right, but take a look. You got a nice one, very easy, not even going to hurt, piece of cake, talk to me, and I could talk some people through it. All right, but that's if I'm fortunate and if they're fortunate for me to have that extra time. A lot of time we don't have that extra time. And so, you know, for those of you who have been told to do a slew of things, like especially the cardiac testing, and you know, mind you, the specialists, God bless the specialists, these guys are great, but many specialists don't really have a lot of people skills, all right? Those of us in medical school, I explained to you, those of us in medical school with the people skills, we kind of are at the back of the class, right? Those of my class who went for psychology, family medicine, pediatrics, psychiatry, we were in the back of the class. We were making jokes. We were a little bit more touchy-feely. You know, we kind of saw the humor of things. You know, we kind of look at the big picture. You know, kind of kicking back, talking, right? Front of the class are your specialists looking at the back of the class saying, shut the hell up. You know, but one of my friends had turned to me. I told you the story. And he goes, Dahlia, you'd let me operate on you, right? If I was a surgeon. I'm like, huh? Yeah, you'd choose me to be your surgeon, right? You'd let me operate on you. You'd trust me. I said, oh, hell no. There's no way I'd let you operate on me. And he's like, well, why? Who would you? And I, you know, chose Tom up at front or, you know, John, you know, sitting up at front. And he's like, what, them? You trust them over me? I'm your best friend. And I said, because they aren't sitting here asking me stupid-ass questions like you are. They're up there paying attention. You bet your butt they're the ones that let operate on me. So, you know, but your specialists really weren't the coolest people in the class, and they really didn't hang. So your specialists are good, but again, they may not be the ones sitting there really telling you the nitty-gritty, describing, like me. I tell everybody my colonoscopy experience. It was kind of a piece of cake. I have no problem doing that, but a lot of your specialists won't take the time. They don't have to. They're the specialists. I'm the family doc. I get paid to talk. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So we're going to talk about waking up in the middle of anesthesia. We have been just talking about in the previous segment, you know, risks of procedures, and how can we as doctors blame you guys for hesitating on some of these procedures when we really don't sit down and talk to you, kind of hold your hand, calm your fears. And one fear of which some of you guys have is the anesthesia. I was explaining a colonoscopy to a woman yesterday who never had one. And, you know, we're big on colonoscopies because colonoscopies is the only test out there that could actually prevent cancer as it goes. You know, mammograms take a picture of you, chest x-rays take a picture of you, ultrasounds, okay, they take pictures of you. But a colonoscopy, as the scope is in you, if there is a polyp or something that needs to be biopsied or removed, we do it at the same time with the colonoscopy. So if for those of you that have polyps growing, the doctors usually take out the polyps, send them to the lab, make sure they're not precancerous, make sure they're not cancerous, and then hopefully that polyp can never grow into cancer again. And, of course, you need to be pruned every few years. But to me, it's one of my favorite tests. I've already had two. Stop the giggles. And you know, I don't like being put to sleep. I don't like being naked. I don't like having to shave my butt. I just don't. But it's just something we got to do. But one of the reasons why some of you are scared about colonoscopies is it's not because you're worried that the doctor's going to perforate the colon, which is a very, very, very minimal risk. As the scope goes in, he makes a turn just a little too tight. Turn that's a little strong, pokes through the bowel. Very, very low risk of that. Usually your doctors are pretty good. If they do sense diverticulosis or pockets in the colon, they're usually pretty careful. But some of you are a little worried about the anesthesia. Now, with the colonoscopy, we don't put you under general anesthesia. We give you propofol to help you fall asleep. You don't usually feel, and you don't have the smooth muscle contractions and the pain because you are asleep. But we don't paralyze it doesn't cause paralysis of your muscles. See, when we anesthetize you, we need to make sure you don't move. And we need to make sure that the insides don't clench and move when we're, removing a gallbladder, if we're working on an aneurysm, etc. And you need actually a few medicines when you're under general anesthesia. Okay, we call it a paralytic. We also use the sedating medication. And we'll talk about anesthesia a little bit more into detail. But some of you are concerned that you would wake up in the middle of a surgery. Now, those of you that do, you usually don't remember that you did. But still, it's just something that we don't want to happen. Well, according to this one report, the Royal College of Anesthetists and the Association of Anesthetists of Great Britain and Ireland surveyed all senior anesthetists at National Health Service hospitals in the UK, and this is being reported by drugs.com, asking them how many cases of accidental awareness during anesthesia they encountered in 2011. Now, previous research suggested there was a rate of 1 in 500. This study, though, says 1 in 15,000. Researchers also found that only about 2% of anesthetists routinely used brain monitoring equipment to keep tabs on patients during surgery. Unfortunately, we don't have an American study. We only have this study coming out of the Anesthesia and British Journal of Anesthesia. Now, in America, I know they are watching your breathing. They're watching your carbon dioxide. They're watching your blood pressure. Your anesthesiologist is doing that, so all the surgeon has to do is deal with the surgery. When I was in training doing surgery, I always kept an eye on what the anesthesiologist was doing. And the reason why is there was an anesthesiologist who was notorious for falling asleep. And people made jokes about it, and we never lost a patient. He was a good anesthesiologist, but he would fall asleep. We don't know if he had narcolepsy or what. And so I was always taking a peek watching the blood pressure and all that. And the other surgeon was pretty happy and would cough and sneeze and try to get, you know, the anesthesiologist to wake up. But, you know, what I've seen in training has kind of scared me. So you bet your butt I watched the anesthesiologist. Luckily, I have never seen that since. But again, it's just something that, you know, you hear about. And I'm here as a doctor to tell you, yeah, there was an anesthesiologist who would fall asleep. Absolutely. But, you know, how we prevent that in the real world is there's beeps and there's alarms, etc. So if, God forbid, something is happening, usually there's alarms, etc. There was a case, a very, very sad case, where a patient died. And we were working on a aortic aneurysm repair. It was a bad one. Patient had a lot of risk factors. And the anesthesiologist was awake. But I'm trying to, you know, work and control certain bleeding, etc. And the patient was bleeding. You know, and I told the doctor, I go, he's bleeding. The doctor, you know, goes, well, put more pressure. And I go, I am. He's really bleeding, doctor. And you know, the surgeon looks and he's like, well, what, you know, and then we both look up at the blood pressure and the blood pressure was dropping. And so the doctor starts screaming at the anesthesiologist. Of course, everybody starts screaming at each other, blaming each other. But basically, the guy, you know, we couldn't fix the aneurysm. The aneurysm was tearing. It would just, you know, it just happened. So it wasn't anybody's fault during the surgery or the anesthesia. But, you know, it helps to know that people are watching. Now, again, this wasn't a training situation. I don't want to tell you which hospital or where. It was many years ago, but it's stories like that, you know, concern people. well, Dr. Dahlia, why are you telling us those stories? Because I'm honest. Okay? You know, things like that happen. Okay? People don't have fears, you know, for no reason. You hear these stories. My husband had a relative who died on the table. Okay? Doctor had blamed the anesthesiologist, but that was decades ago. You know, but people would die. People would die from the anesthesia. That's what would happen. But, you know, when I do go in for surgery myself, when I do send a person to a surgeon, I am very aware of the surgical group. I'm aware of the surgeon because, you know, if I'm going to send you in for surgery, I want to be very comfortable with who's cutting on you, but I also want to be very careful with who's watching you. And so, I want to make sure, you know, we have our blessing. But what if you wake up during anesthesia? It does happen. And it doesn't mean the anesthesiologist is at fault. Remember, these things are chemicals. They're man-made. Okay, we're trying to artificially induce sleep. Sometimes it's not always going to happen. Now, they say the risks to patients undergoing general anesthesia are very, very small, and over the past few decades, they've become minimal. Okay, they say of the 3 million general anesthetics administered, now this is, again, a study out of Great Britain, only a very small number of patients experience awareness during anesthesia, with the majority of these occurring before the surgery starts or after it finishes. So they're saying it's not happening while you're cut open and you're looking. But what I remember back in training is if it did happen, they really wouldn't remember. Okay? They just don't remember. They have that amnestic experience. You know? And we'd tell them, they go, you know, you did wake up and you looked at us and you fell back asleep. And they're like, really? Dude. Okay? But, you know, your job as a patient, okay, and keep in mind, we do thousands upon thousands of surgeries every minute in this country. And, you know, 99.9999% of them are safe. But again, your job is to be very upfront with the doctor. Let them know what medications you take. Let them know what you do. Red Bull, monster drinks, caffeinated drinks, drugs, smoking, etc. Let the anesthesiologist know. Let the doctor know. A lot of you will drink the night before surgery, and you will not tell your doctor. You got to do it. Now, some anesthesiologists will say it's okay. If you want to calm down and have a little bit of wine, I'm okay with that as long as it's before midnight. Some of them will say, oh, hell to the no. You got to be honest. You got to be open and upfront, okay? Because they need to be able to do their job too. If you're concerned about waking up during anesthesia, ask them, what are you going to do to make sure that doesn't happen? And I got to admit, these anesthesiologists nowadays are phenomenal. They sit down and talk to you. And they have more bedside manner than they used to. They break it down for you, tell you what they're going to do, okay? But don't not get a test done because you weren't explained. Find somebody who will sit down and explain it to you. Because I'm sick and tired of seeing people not getting mammograms, you know, not doing blood work because they're afraid of things and sometimes the wrong things. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.